sir. Ron, you home?
No, I'm in the office. I just wanted to say this, that with regard to that whole story tomorrow, the tactic should be, and I think you should skip the leaders' meeting in the morning. It's not important anyway, you know, let Jerry Warren cover that.
Yeah.
You prepare to hit the press around 10:30. Now, the tactic should be to ignore totally Urban's and Baker's denials. You understand? Act as if the committee had not said nothing. You understand? That's the only way to handle this.
Right.
If you're going to assault the committee, you've got to assault them that the committee has failed for 2 days. This charge has been here, and the committee has not, and use the terms retract and apologize.
Right. Okay.
Now, don't you agree? See, Len will not understand this tactic.
No, I just talked with Len.
What's he think?
He feels the same way.
All right. Well, he may understand that, but my point is, if you give them even an inch saying, well, Senator Urban has said this and that and so forth, don't even, just ignore the fact that Urban and Baker have both made half-assed statements. Would you agree?
Yes.
Or do you think they've been more than half-assed?
No, I don't. No,
they haven't been adequate.
I just wonder, I don't think I should call my briefing early. I can do it very regularly.
At 11 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock.
I agree. But don't horse around. Get out of the leaders' meeting as soon as you can. In other words,
right,
get
there. Drop in briefly.
Drop in from 8:30 to 9:30.
Right.
And get the hell out. But remember, this is a terribly important briefing. It should be on television. Now watch on television. Tell them you're going to make a major statement. Get the whole goddamn thing out there. And then lay the hell wood to them.
I agree.
And lay the wood to them in terms that this indicts this committee before it begins its hearings as being irresponsible, libelous, with knowledge.
Right. Okay.
Now, that's the way to hit them. Now, I mean, if we're going to fight the committee, fight them all the way. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. I do.
Yes, sir. Because you can, because I really think they've made a major mistake here. Al and I just talked about it, and he thinks so, too, that this is a mistake which goes far. And it's typical of Carmine Bellino, who's a bad actor, but he probably suspects it and hasn't proved it. But it's very typical, but it looks like this son of a bitch.
I've made a lot of notes here, and I want to reflect on this, and I agree totally with what you say. I think the one thing we should determine in the morning is to whether or not one of the things we want to force the committee into doing, particularly with the Santa Ana Register statement tonight, where they say they
stand by their story.
Is to force them. In other words, there are two ways we can go. I'm not sure which way is to go. I agree with what you said, but one way to go, too, would be to force them into an investigation of themselves. Now, if this story, well, the story definitely was attributed to a Senate investigator.
Well, now, the point is, we should demand the idea that they investigate their staff and discharge the individual responsible.
Right. Now, that may be a better approach, you see.
Well, but the point is, the PR is so important.
Oh, I agree.
PR is so important, and I'm not sure that going through a long investigation will do it. You know, time is of the essence right now. These charges are flying around too far.
Two things we can do. Number one, demand an immediate statement.
Do all three.
By the committee.
Demand an apology, a retraction, and an investigation.
That's right. That's exactly.
An investigation and discharge. There it is.
Right.
Apology, retraction, investigation, and discharge.
Right.
And that they owe it to that before they begin their hearings on Thursday to establish their credibility for the American public.
That's right.
Use that term. How's that?
That's good.
Now, goddammit, really get to it. Make it very tough and very strong.
I agree.
Because they're on a bad wicket here, and they don't realize it, probably. I mean, this goddamn Urban, you know, he steals like he's a thief. And Baker, too. Baker, you know, Dirks and shit, they stole right and left. I mean, it's terrible. He's one of the worst thieves in the Senate. So you got Baker. Oh, shit, yes.
Oh, good
God, I guess. Urban was Dirksen was a multimillionaire stealing.
Right.
And where the hell do you think that Baker got his money?
Right.
Okay, forget that. I don't care about that. They can't believe there's an honest man in this goddamn town, and I happen to be. Now, goddammit, put him to the sword. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
This is the chance. This is the chance. It'll force them, and then they're going to have to answer on this thing.
I agree. We'll do it.
All right. Anything else new tonight?
Nothing more developing. I've talked to Herb, and I talked to Lynn again, and he's up in arms about this, and...
Yeah, but he can't do anything. Len's a great guy to talk to Dash and sure. These other fellows, but, you know, he can't do anything with these senators, you know, because... Now, Dash doesn't do a goddamn thing. Dash is a goddamn kike who's out to make himself a reputation.
Absolutely. We have to be realistic about that.
Sure.
That is exactly right. That's exactly right.
Right.
And,
Len knows that, too. Len is not a kike, so he knows one when he sees one. You know.
He does. That's right.
Right. But, boy, believe me, we're going to fix these bastards. Now, you know, look, we let them get rid of a mugger with a one-day story. You remember? It was on their staff, their chief investigator.
Right.
Now, goddammit, we're not going to let them get rid of this one. It's going to be Molino's scalp or somebody else's scalp on this.
I agree.
They have put out a false story.
I agree.
And we have got to let them live with this story.
I agree.
But not with a half-assed thing. What did Irvin say? Well, he had no evidence on it, or what did he say?
Well, that's basically it. He said that he had no information to support the story is basically what Irvin said.
All right. That's not enough.
That's not enough.
Committee must apologize, retract.
No, here's what Irvin said. He said, I never heard about it before you mentioned it. Staff lawyers also said they had no such report. That's all he said.
All right.
That's not enough.
Not enough. That's right.
That's right.
Enough. Lay it out hard and strong. Okay.
Okay. Bye.